Hey, I haven't been live in like so long, so it feels good to be here. If I sound sick, it's because I am sick. We've had sickness going through the house over and over again since Thanksgiving, so it's just a lot of congestion. But other than that, we're fine, no fevers, anything like that. So just congested, runny nose, stuffy nose, all that stuff. But today we're going to be talking about some prioritization techniques for busy moms. If you see me looking over here down, it's because I'm looking at some notes so I can remember what I want to tell you. Because if I try to keep it all in my head, I'm going to forget. And then later on, I'm going to be like, oh man, I should have said that. So let's talk about some prioritization techniques. So the importance of this is important because it's going to help you know what to focus on first so you're not so overwhelmed and stressed. And I know what it's like to feel like you have so many things to do and there's just not enough time. And if you want to get out of that cycle, then we have to learn how to prioritize our tasks. We have to know what to focus on first. We have to know that everything can't be important right now. So we don't have to get everything done right now. It's okay if some things get done tomorrow or the next day, next week, next month, that's fine. So let's talk about how to figure out what to focus on first. And just so we know the importance of this, without prioritization, you will have increased stress and anxiety, which I'm sure you probably have already experienced many times. Stress and anxiety of feeling like there's so many things to do, not enough time. You have decreased productivity. If you've ever gone to bed at the end of the evening, when you're laying in bed, you feel like you were super busy. You did a lot of stuff, but it feels like you really didn't accomplish anything. That's because you were just busy and you weren't productive. So busy is just going, going, going. You're doing things. And productive is when you're focusing on the right things. So that's why you can be very busy and not get much of anything done. And you can be very productive and get one thing done. And that could be a great day. Like it was the one thing that you really needed to get done. So that's why you focus on productivity, because it allows you to do less but accomplish more. And then whenever you don't prioritize properly, it can cause and affect a strained relationship. So that can be you getting frustrated with your kids easily because you have so many things to do and you're like, I don't have time to play with you. I don't have time to do this. And it really can strain the relationship there. It can strain the relationship with your partner, where at the end of the evening, you're just exhausted. You don't really want to interact with them. And so really being able to prioritize your time can save your relationship. So that's why it's so important. So let's talk about three simple ways that you can prioritize your time. The first thing that I like to do, I like to use the priority matrix. And this is when you split up your task into four different categories. And just side note, the priority matrix is in the Productivity Power Pack. So if most of you in this group already have that, that's what, whenever you gave me your email address to get in the group, I sent that to you. But I'll put the link down below just in case you didn't get it. But the priority matrix is inside of the Productivity Power Pack, and you're going to split your task into these four groups. The first group is the urgent tasks. So these urgent tasks are things that just pop up throughout the day that we were not expecting, and they take priority over everything else. So let's say one day, here's an example of an urgent task. My daughter was still going to occupational therapy and speech therapy. It was time for us to go pick her up, and the garage wouldn't open. The car was in the garage. We needed to leave to pick her up, and the garage wouldn't open. That became the priority, was getting the car out of the garage. So we had to stop everything else we were doing and to figure out how to get the car out of the garage so we could go pick her up. And we actually didn't figure out how to get the car out. It did not work. We had to have our neighbor take us. My neighbor took my husband to pick her up. And then we called the garage repair people. And so like that took priority over all the other tasks we had planned for the day, like grocery shopping, going to like Barnes and Noble to hang out or whatever we wanted to do. But the garage door, getting that fixed and being able to at least get the car out, so if we needed to go somewhere, we could, that took priority. So everything else that we had planned for that day just got put on the back burner because we had an urgent task pop up. So that is urgent, things that are not planned that take over the day. And that's totally fine, totally normal to have urgent tasks. We cannot plan for them. So when they do happen, it does throw everything off, but that's part of life. So it's fine to have urgent tasks. Just be aware of that. So the second category is your important tasks. And these are things that you are going to plan for. So grocery shopping, like, should I go today or should I go tomorrow? You're gonna have to weigh the pros and cons, the consequences of if you don't go today, are you still gonna be good tomorrow? Like, if we don't go today, then we can't what? Or if I don't do the laundry today, then this will happen. So that's how I like to phrase it to figure out if I really need to do it today or if it can wait for tomorrow or something else. So things like laundry, grocery shopping, stuff like that can be scheduled out, meal planning, things like that. So that's your important tasks. They are important to get done, but they don't necessarily have to be done right now, today. And the third category of the matrix is going to be your delegating task. So delegating just means that the task will get done, but you don't have to be the person doing it. So whenever you delegate, so things that I delegate would be like cleaning the kitchen. At the end of the evening, we always clean the kitchen and we clean the living room. So me and the girls will clean the living room and my husband cleans the kitchen. I have delegated that task to him. I'm like, you know, I'm not gonna clean the entire house by myself. What do you want to clean? Do you want to clean the kitchen or do you want to clean the living room? So that was me delegating a task to him. Or doing the laundry. Hey, the laundry basket is full. I'm changing a diaper right now. Can you put the clothes in the washer? That was me delegating a task. So delegating, you want to figure out what task you want to get done, but you don't necessarily have to be the person doing it. And then the fourth category is the task that you can completely eliminate or just limit. And so in this category would be, an example of this would be like, I've been wanting to organize the pantry, get rid of old food, do things like that. But I just have so many other things in these other categories, like the important category that I need to get done. Like, it's supposed to snow tomorrow here, so we need to go grocery shopping, preferably before everyone gets off work. So things like that. So that bumped up the list. So I can organize the pantry or I can go grocery shopping, so we'll have something to eat tomorrow before it snows. So you could see, like, of course I'm gonna go grocery shopping because my kids have to eat. So organizing the pantry is something that I'm gonna eliminate off of the list for today, and it'll get put back on the list at a later time. So those are the four categories. So urgent, important, delegate, limit, or eliminate are the four different categories. And whenever I'm trying to figure out what to put in each category, it's like, if this doesn't happen today, what is the consequence? So if I don't do the laundry today, what will happen? Like, if I don't do the laundry today, then my daughter won't have her outfit for gymnastics and then she won't be able to go or something like that. So you have to just weigh the consequences of if you don't do the action today. So that's the first strategy. The second strategy is to do mindful task selection. And that is just when, basically what I just said, if you're assessing each task on a value and the impact. So the value of this task, so washing the dishes, should I do that right now or should I play with my daughter right now? You have to weigh the value of this task. So me cleaning the dishes, washing the dishes, okay, that'll make the kitchen cleaner. I won't have to worry about it later, like all those good things. Playing with my daughter right now improves our bond. The dishes can wait. I'm really not that big of a deal right now. So you just have to kind of weigh, is this important for me to do right now at this moment, or can I just do it later? So just being mindful of the impact of that task in the moment and the value of that task in the moment, because things can wait till later. So that's the second thing, is just weighing the impact, the value of each task. And the third thing is the three things rule. And this just simply means you choose three tasks that you want to get done that day, and those are the only three tasks you focus on. Those are your priorities. So three simple tasks, like, I want to make sure I put the dishes away before we go to bed. I want to make sure that I read one chapter of my book, and I want to make sure that I have quality time spent with my daughter, at least like 10 minutes where she can just have my full attention. Like, those could be your three priorities for the day. And you just focus on getting those three things done. So just three things rule. That's it. So that's another way you can prioritize your task. So those are three simple strategies that I use. I've used all of those to figure out what to focus on first, so I'm not as stressed and overwhelmed with everything that needs to get done. And remember that you can download the Productivity Power Pack It has the priority matrix in it that has those four different categories so that you can easily break down your task to figure out what you want to focus on first. And then there's also a daily planner in there. So there's two. There's a like a time blocking template, if you like time blocking, and it's like in 30-minute increments. So you can do that way, or you can just map out on the daily planner page, and it just has like must do task, should do task, and would like to do task. And that way you can put your must do task, these are things you must do, your should do task, things that you should get done today, but if you don't get them done, not that big of a deal. And your would like to do task are the things that you would like to get done after everything else on the list is done. So those pages are also in the Productivity Power Pack. And yeah, so that's how I like to prioritize my time. If you have any questions, just let me know and I'll talk to you later.